Good morning, everyone. Okay, I'll quickly share from how it was in Exodus during Moses' time. So, we all know Mount Zion, right? So, when the Israelites were near Mount Zion, God told them that they cannot come close to that mountain, isn't it? And everybody was in fear. And especially in Hebrews, it says Moses, that the sight was so terrifying that Moses said, "I'm trembling with fear." And another thing that I observed was there used to be an alarm kind of a thing, a sound, a huge sound that only then people could come, worship, and meet with God. Otherwise, they're not allowed to. You all know this? Yeah, a huge trumpet sound, loud trumpet sound would be there. That's when people would come. And in Hebrews 12, 21 to 24, it's written, the sight was so terrifying that Moses said, "I'm trembling with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel." There is such a huge difference now, isn't it? There is this new covenant because of Jesus' sacrifice for us, because of the blood that was shed for us. He went before us. He sacrificed himself. His blood was sprinkled. And now we can enter his presence freely anytime. And how do we enter his presence? In Hebrews 4, it says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." And I just want to tell you that it is a great privilege that we can enter God's presence freely. We don't have to wash our feet. We don't have to wash ourselves. We may not even take bath on Sunday morning, isn't it? We need not wash anything over there outside before we enter this place. We don't have to be perfect to enter God's presence. God says, come just as the way you are. And we can freely worship him the way we are. We can just be honest in God's presence and worship him for who he is. Isn't that a privilege? Is anyone here perfect? No. But God, who is perfect, he sacrificed himself. Perfect lamb that was sacrificed. So let us stand up. Let's worship this God who is awesome, who is amazing, who is the judge of all. But yet he's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Yet he is so tender. He's full of love. He's full of compassion. So let's look up to this God and worship him, shall we? Let us all raise to our feet. Let's worship him.
We've come to join the song sung long before our lives, to raise a voice along heaven and earth alike. We've seen your face. Generations, you are worthy, Lord of all. मुझ पर तेरी विश्वास योग्यता देखूंगा मैं उम्र भर करुणा भरा करुणा भलाई Thank you.
Okay, just this morning, my reading was from Romans 6 passage, and I was really caught by this verse 14. It says, "For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace." And in Word of Grace, we talk a lot about grace, you know, and I don't want to fully steal Navaz's message, but I was just thinking, you know, how do you distinguish between legalism and grace? And this verse actually tells us that, for sin will have no dominion over you since you are not under law but now under grace. Grace means that under law sin had dominion over us. We had to obey the you know, passions of sin, and we had to do that. But now, because we are under grace, we are able to practice righteousness that comes from the heart. We cannot live in sin and call it grace. Grace means that you are now free from the hold of sin. That is the freedom that grace gives us. You have the freedom now to say no to sin. You know, you have the freedom to say, hey, I don't have to obey you anymore. I can live a righteous life. And that is grace. And so I wanted to just encourage us with that and say, God, thank you. Thank you that I am no longer a slave to sin. I am a slave, but to righteousness. I'm bound to obey the righteous way, the way of Jesus. And I don't have to follow my sinful nature anymore because he put that to death. Yeah. And that is the grace under which we get to come to him.
Your love outlasts the deepest pain. Your arms to reach the furthest place. Your light still shines to light up the dark. The waters rise beyond the shore, the mountains fall, still I am yours. Jesus, you're great, still greater than all others. You are more than. You are mighty to save. You are all that you said you will be. You
You know, we've been singing that Jesus has the power to save, and through the power of the cross, I'm free. And that's absolutely true. You know, and I'm sensing this morning, can we get hold of this power of the cross in our lives? Okay, we've got hold of it for salvation, and that's wonderful. But it's not just for salvation. It's for everything else in our life as well. It's by the power of the cross, you know. And so can you just come to God this morning and say, Lord, you know, I need the power of your cross to help me in this situation and in this situation and in this situation. Okay? Because we realize it's the power of the cross that can change us, that can change others, and that can change circumstances. All right? So can we do that this morning? Can we just come to God and say, Lord, I want that power of the cross. You are able and willing to save, to come into my situation this morning. Amen? So can we do that? Just wherever you are, just pray out, bring out that situation to the Lord. Oh, Lord.
Like Colin said, if anyone needs healing, wherever it is, as we take up the second song, this next song, place your hand on that. If it is healing, place your hand on that hand or leg or back or anywhere, neck, place it on that. And if it is a heart situation, place your hand on the heart. You know, these are the things which we do by faith. We believe that there is power in Jesus' name, and we do it with, it's followed by an action, right? So we place your hand on the heart, okay? So you have something to share.
Didn't want to keep it with me. So while we were worshiping, I too felt the same as Colin felt, you know, to speak Jesus in our situation. So if you have done it, just believe it is done.
To break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus.
Let's declare this.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your light the fire. send the darkness over every enemy. Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the dark.
Amazing, amazing time of worship, and let's continue worshiping Jesus as we come to the breaking of bread. And I've got two scriptures today. Just let me pull them up. Can we have them on the DLP, please? Yeah. So the first one I'm going to read is Isaiah 53, verse 5, which says, "But he was pierced for our transgressions; he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed." Now this was a prophecy of what was to come. And the second scripture that I'm going to read is John 1 verse 29, where this is just before Jesus' baptism, where John looks at Jesus in the distance and he says, and over here it says, "The next day he saw Jesus coming towards him, and he said, 'Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" And now this ties into Isaiah 53, because Isaiah 53 is talking about the crucifixion that Jesus was going to go through. And through the Holy Spirit, it was revealed to John at that moment that this is the Lamb that is going to be sacrificed for you. So as we partake of the breaking of bread, the bread and juice, remember that it's not just one person saying Jesus is the Lamb who was sacrificed. It's there throughout Scripture. There are multiple confirmations that Jesus is the Son of God, that he did come, he did die for our sins, and through him we have peace. So as we take the bread and juice, just remember that this is real. It's not, you know, fantasy. It's not one of those stories or anything. It is true. It is history. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just let the elements pass by, but don't leave here without asking us about this that we celebrate. Yeah. So ushers, if y'all can pass the bread and juice, and when y'all are done, I request y'all to stand and sing with us. Yeah.
Let my heart want for nothing but you.